Maida started up joyfully and ran about the room grasping at everything that happened to be in his way. He seized one of the bedposts, and it became a golden pillar. He pulled aside a window curtain, and the tassel grew heavy in his hand, a mass of gold. He took up a book from the table. At his touch, the leaves became a bundle of thin golden plates. He hurriedly put on his clothes and was delighted to see himself in a magnificent suit of gold cloth, which kept its softness, although it burdened him a little with its weight. Wise King Midas was so excited by his good fortune that the palace seemed not large enough to contain him. He therefore went downstairs and smiled to see that the railing of the staircase became a bar of burnished gold as his hand passed over it on his way down. He lifted the door latch. It was brass only a moment ago, but golden when his fingers left it, and went into the garden. Here he found beautiful roses in full bloom, and others in all the stages of lovely bud and blossom. But Midas knew a way to make them far more precious, according to his way of thinking, than roses had ever been before. So he took great pains in going from bush to bush, and used his magic touch freely until every flower and bud, and even the worms at the heart of some of them, were changed to gold. By the time this good work was completed, King Midas was called to breakfast, and, as the morning air had given him an excellent appetite, he made haste back to the palace.